Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, family? Welcome, successors, to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones, and today we're here for another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. And one thing that's really dope about today is December 7th, right? And a year ago, on December 9th, I wrote out the first episode of the Jonathan Jones Speaks Podcast. And now we're on episode 121. I believe episode 120 or 121, and a year later, it's just amazing to see how much we've been able to accomplish. Now we shifted the name to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Also including that now, at this point, now we've got somewhere of above like 12,000 listens or 12,000 plays. We're on the platform SoundCloud, we're on the platform iTunes, we're on Libsyn, YouTube, what else? And we're on all these platforms and we're all these places. And today, the title of this episode, because it's our anniversary episode, and I just want to call this episode Celebrate Self. That's right. I said celebrate self because, like I said, a year ago, this is when we first rolled out the podcast. This is when this idea first came to fruition. And I just want to take time and recognize our anniversary episode, because how many of you in your life don't take time for you to celebrate yourself? Moving around, celebrating other people, celebrating friends, doing everything for everybody. But sometimes, friends, we need to take time to encourage ourselves. We need to take time to celebrate ourselves. We need to take time and really applaud the work that we do. Because doing this work and doing any other type of work is exhausting. And if we're not careful, we will surely burn out. However, when it gets to the point and it's time for us to not clap for everybody else, because it's time for us to take a moment and clap for ourselves. How do you do that? What does that look like? And you know, some of us, we might say, no, John, it's not necessary. I don't need any applause. I don't need any pat on the back. But I beg to differ. I feel that we need to take time to celebrate ourselves. We need to take time to encourage ourselves, as well as taking the time to celebrate everyone else. Okay, so today I want you just to begin to think, how are you going to celebrate yourself? Recently, I just got back into grad school, and at first it was really a challenge for me as far as time management. It was really a challenge for me just trying to figure out, well, how am I going to make sure that I'm as productive as I possibly can be? And I realized that one thing that had to shift was in between me completing assignments, in between me completing reading, in between me taking the time to make sure that I not only read, but I completed what was required, and then I was able to do this assignment, move forward. I had to take time for myself in between every assignment. Now, every time I completed an assignment, I would get up, walk around the house. If I began to feel like I was dozing or falling asleep, I started to do jumping jacks or something like that. However, the only reason I want to bring this to the forefront is because if we don't encourage ourselves, if we don't find a reason to pat ourselves on the back, if we don't reward ourselves, then there's going to be a point to where it's like, what's the point of us doing this anyway? Not saying that everything that we do should require us being thanked. Everything that we do should require us getting a pat on the back. However, if you never learn how to celebrate yourself, you can't expect other people to celebrate you as well. Let that breathe. I'm gonna say it one more time. If you can't learn how to celebrate yourself, you can't expect others to even know how to celebrate you as well. By you celebrating yourself, now you're showing others what the standard is, what you require, and what you will choose to accept. So friends, today I want you to figure out how can you celebrate yourself, because you know this is our 120th episode and I am elated. I'm truly elated that we made it this far. I've often heard it said that you always overestimate what you can do in a day, but you underestimate how much you truly can do in a year or a decade. So friends, just take time and learn how to celebrate yourself. Take yourself out for an ice cream cone if you need to. Take yourself out and maybe buy yourself. You don't have to buy nothing big. Let's not even do that. But just figure out a way that you can reward yourself. Just like back in the day, how Pavlov, for my psychology people and anybody who attended college should have taken intro to psychology. And Pavlov, my man, it was called conditioning. It was called classical conditioning. Every time he rang the bell, then the dog knew that they were about to get fed in a little bit. So every time he rang the bell, then the dog's mouth would begin to salivate. Every time he rang the bell, the dog's mouth would salivate, he'd give him a treat. Ring the bell, dog's mouth would salivate, and he'd give him a treat. So now you need to give yourself something to look forward to. Because like I said before, this work is tiring. This work is exhausting. This work can be difficult. However, once we identify how we can celebrate ourselves, now we put ourselves in a position to let us know, well, we're going to celebrate myself this way. And after I complete this, now I get to do blank. It might not be something that big, that grandiose, whatever. But either way, once you identify how you can celebrate yourself, then now you give yourself a little bit of momentum. Now you give yourself a little bit of fuel. And friends, I really just want to share with you a quote I pulled just the other day. And the quote was, in order to change things, you have to change things. Okay? Because sometimes we don't, we say we want to change, but we don't, we ain't about that work. When we're about the work, first of all, we take the time and we say, this is what I need to change, and this is why, and this is how I'm going to do it. Once we then buck up, and then once we then make that change, now we're able to see what the adjustment has yielded us. What results has that really brought us? What is this bringing to the forefront? What is it showing me needs to change, needs to shift, and needs to move forward? Friends, I just want to thank you taking the time for all of you, whoever has been listening to the podcast. If you listen to one episode, if you listen to five, if you listen to 50, if you listen to 120 of the episodes, I want to thank you personally from the bottom of my heart, because without you listening, we wouldn't have a podcast. Without you tweeting, we wouldn't have a podcast. Without you taking time to show love, and without you passing episodes to your friends, we wouldn't have a podcast. So because of you, successor, this thank you is for you. All of my friends on YouTube, the YouTube engagement has been beyond amazing. On YouTube, you can follow us at Jonathan Jones Speaks. And friends, YouTube, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. My YouTube friends, they show so much love with the comments, with the encouragement, with the feedback. Thank you for everything that you all do, everything that you all say, and all that you do. I know some of you have made mention of my radio voice, and I appreciate that. It really means a lot. Everybody who's taking the time to interview me just in regards to the podcast or in regards to the work that we've been doing, I thank you greatly. And those interacting on Twitter, Jonathan J Speaks, use the hashtag SYSP. Shoot me a tweet, shoot me a mention, so I can be sure to retweet you, and then also I can comment back and we can get engaged. But friends, we're about to go ahead and get out of here, but man, it's been a great year. It's been a great year, and the year is not over yet. So don't try to hop into 2019 just yet. Cherish all of 2018. Cherish the eggnog that's still here. Cherish the relationships. Cherish people and give them genuine, authentic compliments. Taking the time to let you know why you appreciate them specifically and tangibly, What is it about them that you want to encourage them, and why? Okay, so friends, like I said before, man, if you want to more information on me, if you want to book me, bring me out to your school, bring me out to your city, bring me out to your country, bring me out to your college or university, be sure to go to JonathanJonesSpeaks.com/booking, and I would love to have the opportunity to encourage you and serve and support your students. All right. And once again, this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?